The Peabody Award-winning cartoon The Boondocks returns tonight to Adult Swim. That's the after-hours programming on the Cartoon Network. This will be the fourth and final season for The Boondocks. It last aired in 2010. Since then, the comedy field has changed, and the show is returning without its creator, Aaron Magruder. As NPR's Sam Sanders reports, it raises two questions. Will The Boondocks still matter, and will it still be good?
Since its first night on TV in 2005, The Boondocks has been pushing buttons. In the show's opening scene, an Afro-wearing child named Huey has a dream about giving a speech at an almost all-white garden party.
Excuse me, everyone, I have a brief announcement to make. Jesus was black, Ronald Reagan was the devil, and the government is lying about 9/11.
The cartoon show and the long-running comic strip it's based on follow young Huey and his even younger brother, Riley. They're two black boys growing up on the south side of Chicago, and they experience a culture shock when they move to their grandfather's in the peaceful, very white suburb of Woodcrest.
Y'all need to start appreciating your granddaddy. I went and spent your inheritance on this beautiful house in this neighborhood, and all I asked you to do is act like you got some class.
That, in essence, was The Boondocks, a series of black culture clashes. The old school granddad butting heads with the two kids who swing between reflection and rage. The self-hating Uncle Ruckus, the well-intentioned interracial family down the street, even gangster rapper Thugnificent, who moves into Woodcrest as well.
What it do, Woodcrest? What's hood in the wood, white folks?
Part of the draw of the show is that nothing is sacred. The Boondocks even imagined an irate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. reflecting on the state of black America today.
Is this it? This is what I got all those whoopings for? I'm going to Canada.
That stinging critique with the deep underlying message is what The Boondocks is known for. But some fans say the series has moved away from that edgy, thoughtful commentary towards something more one-dimensional.
I felt like there's been sort of a trajectory since the beginning of the second season. You know, sort of strayed further from the content of the comic strips.
That's Boondocks fan Che Brodnax. He says he's even more worried about the show's fourth season because show creator Aaron Magruder won't be involved.
I almost wonder, like, why bother? Why bother doing the show without Magruder?
Sony Pictures Television and Magruder both released statements about his absence. Sony says they couldn't find a, quote, mutually agreeable production schedule. Again, Che Brodnax.
My concern is that without Magruder's hand, they're just going to play up more of the same thing. Like, let's make more jokes about, like, Uncle Ruckus as a self-hating old black guy. And let's make more jokes about, you know, Riley just being thuggish, and, you know, let's make more jokes about how this hardcore gangster is really actually a gay guy.
After a four-year hiatus, The Boondocks is up against some new competition. Now, some of the most groundbreaking black comedy isn't found on TV. Often, it's in a funny, pointed hashtag on Twitter or in various YouTube series sensations like Awkward Black Girl. Julian Chambliss studies comic culture and teaches at Rollins College. He says The Boondocks is bigger than those YouTube or social media hits because The Boondocks is still on TV.
Despite the great sort of creative energy on something like a YouTube-produced series, how many of those are going to be transferred into DVD? How many of those can you pick up at Walmart? So this program still does matter.
Season 4 will matter a lot to fans like Matt Weatherington, in spite of the show's changes.
I can't help but be optimistic that it will be just as good. It's lost its, perhaps, heart, but maybe it's not lost its soul.
Whatever happens with the fourth season of The Boondocks, there'll soon be another character straight from the mind of Aaron Magruder. Magruder says he's working on a new show for Adult Swim. It's called Black Jesus. Sam Sanders, NPR News.